Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Sam Lennon. What I propose to do is play a recording by Sam Lennon and then a recording of the same tune by another band. So I call this program Sam Lennon Meets All Challengers. First, let me read to you a little bit about Sam Lennon. This is from Tim Gretschik's website. And he gives a lot of information about Sam Lennon. I'm not going to read all of it. I will have some excerpts. Sam Lennon was born on September 4th, 1891 in Russia. Died on May 5th, 1977, I guess in New York. Tim Gretschik writes, a few dance band directors presided over as many recording sessions in the 1920s as Sam Lennon, who never actually played an instrument during sessions aside from drums during a few early ones. Sometimes his name was cited on record labels, Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra, Lennon's Famous Players, Lennon's Redheads, Lennon's Arcadians, but dozens of non-Lennon names were also used for studio groups he assembled. Occasionally, his name was used for recording ensembles that he did not personally supervise. He was notable not for the specific titles. No one Lennon record was a huge hit, but for the sheer quantity of records made under his supervision. He may be best remembered today for the superb musicians who at some point worked under him, including Miff Maul, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Manny Klein, Jack Teagarden, Jimmy McPartland, BIX Beiderbecke, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bonnie Berrigan. Nick Lucas played banjo and guitar during some Lennon sessions before Lucas became a Brunswick artist in late 1924. Lennon gave much session work to a young Red Nichols beginning in 1923, and helped Nichols in 1925 with the formation of the Redheads, renamed the Five Pennies in 1926. In the 1920s, it was common practice for band leaders such as Lennon, when coordinating sessions, to send telegrams to musicians a day before a scheduled session, instructing each to be at a certain studio at a certain time. Musicians for these pickup groups showed up without knowing what new popular songs would be scheduled for recording at that session. Lennon was paid by a record company for sessions and he in turn paid the musicians. Many hired by Lennon were also used during sessions supervised by Ben Selving, Nathan Glantz, Adrian Schubert and Luke Gold. Okay, Let's get started with the music, and I will read a few more excerpts from here, from this website by Tim Grechik, later on. The first tune I want to play is one of my favorites, Too Busy. First, I will play the Coon Sanders Nighthawks version recorded on June 27, 1928, with Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet and alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Sanders piano, Ross Stout on banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass. The vocal is by Carlton Coon. I will follow that with the recording by Sam Lennon's famous players and singers of the same tune, Too Busy, with Phil Napoleon and Harold Pepe on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, this question mark, Frank Teschemacher, and another clarinet alto sax, a clarinet and a clarinet tenor sax. Pianist is first name unknown, last name Warner. Smith Ballou on guitar or banjo, Jimmy Mullen on the brass bass. There's a drummer, and the vocal is by the Three Star Singers. This was recorded on June 25th, 1928. So let's listen then to Too Busy, first by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks, and then by Sam Lennon's famous players and singers, 1928.
Thank you. for my petting. That is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to make me, and it's making me blue. I can't understand your action, but I get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
There was a nice solo by Tommy Dorsey on trombone, and I believe there is a little piece by him on trumpet earlier in the record. I don't know, I think both of these versions are very good, and I'll want to say that one or the other one, just a tie, I guess. All right, next recording I want to play is Jimtown Blues, first version by the Cotton Pickers from June 12, 1924. Roy Johnston on trumpet, Biff Moore on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Larry Abbott on clarinet alto, Rube Bloom on piano, Frank DiPrimi on banjo, Louis La Chassagne on tuba, and Ward Archer on drums. I will follow that with the version by Lenin's Redheads from February 26, 1925. Red Nichols and Jaime Farberman on trumpet, Herb Winfield on trombone, question mark Clarence Heidke, and Alfie Evans on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, George Slater on clarinet, tenor sax, Bill Krantz on piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Joe Tardo brass bass, Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Jimtown Blues, first by the Cotton Pickers in 1924, and then by Lenin's Red Heads in 1925.
Thank you.
Two excellent versions, and again I will call that a tie. Now I want to read a little bit more from Tom Kratchik's website about Sam Lennon, and it says he was born onto a Jewish family headed by Benjamin and Mary Lennon. Sources differ as to whether he was born before or after the parents emigrated from Russia to the United States. He was raised in Philadelphia. Younger brothers Jimmy, Howard, and Lester also became dance band directors. Born on July 15, 1897, Howard led the dance orchestras in Philadelphia and made recordings beginning in 1923. He died in that city on April 26, 1991. As a society band leader, Lester enjoyed his greatest success in the 1950s. When a child, Sam studied violin and later took up clarinet. By 1912, he played clarinet in Victor Herbert's orchestra. One source states that he was a timpanist. He joined the Navy in World War I, but remained in the States, serving the military as a skilled musician. Sam led a dance band in Philadelphia upon his return from military duty, and by the end of 1918, played in New York City's New Roseland Ballroom on Times Square at Broadway and 51st Street. Roseland, called the home of refined dancing, was opposite Madison Square Garden. It was moved decades later to 52nd Street and was the nation's most prestigious dance hall during the years that Lennon's Dance Orchestra, along with various other dance bands, was featured. Under the management of Louis Brecker, the ballroom was prosperous enough to sponsor in the mid-1920s its own newsletter, Roseland News, which was edited by Arthur Roland and given free to patrons. The September 1924 issue establishes that the three featured bands at Roseland at that time were those led by Vincent Lopez, Jan Garber, and Sam Landin. His first issue record featuring two numbers out of the Columbia Gramophone Company on April 28, 1920 was credited to Lanin's Roseland Orchestra. That he made his recording debut with a major company is noteworthy, since most sessions in subsequent years produced records issued by minor as well as budget labels, important exceptions including Ipana Troubadour's session for Columbia from the mid-20s to early 1930s. Soon after cutting titles for Columbia, he recorded for OK, and by the late 1920s made Emerson Records. At some point in the 1920s, he worked for possibly every American record company, though the name Sam Landin was never on Brunswick or Victor Discs. 1925, Victor issued a few Howard Landin and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra records, but logs indicate that Sam Landin was the director. Okay, let's continue with the music. The next tune that I want to play, I'll get back to more information from Tom Krajicek's website about Sam Landin. But now let's listen to What a Day. First, the recording by Frank Trombauer's orchestra, really the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, with Andy Sigrist on cornet, Charles Margulis and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Bill Drank on trombone, Izzy Friedman clarinet, tenor sax, Frank Trombauer C melody, Charles Strickfaden alto sax, baritone, Min Lee Brook bass saxophone, Lenny Hayton piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar, and George Marsh on drums. Then I'll play the same tune, What a Day, recorded by Harold White and his orchestra in New York, May 21st, 1929. Harold White is a pseudonym for Sam Landin. Vocal is by William Smith, and we have Phil Napoleon and Tommy Dorsey. Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Andy Sanella on clarinet, alto sax, Merle Johnston, question mark, on clarinet, tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci, question mark, on banjo, Jimmy Mullen on brass bass, Stan King, question mark, on drums. So let's listen then to What a Day. First by Frank Trombauer, and then by Sam Landin, 1929. Thank you.
a day to see those skies, just as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul, she's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, this thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. Oh, what a day, hold that right, come on, Parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me.
I would clearly give that round to Frank Trombauer's version of What a Day. Okay, let's move on and play a tune from 1925. This is Flag That Train, first by the Varsity Eight. That's May 13, 1925. With Red Nichols and Frank Kush on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis, Jimmy Duff, Fred Kwizik, or Orville Gibbs on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Ray Kitchingman on banjo, Stan King on drums. So this is a small contingent of the bigger band, the California Ramblers. I'll follow that with a version by Sam Lennon and his orchestra, May 8, 1925, with Red Nichols and Vic DiPolito on trumpet, Herb Winfield on trombone, Clarence Hyde and Alfie Evans on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, George Slater on clarinet, tenor sax, Bill Kranz piano, Tony Colucci banjo, there is a brass bass, and Vic Burton is on drums. So let's listen then to Flag That Train, first by the Varsity Eight, and then by Sam Lennon, 1925. Thank you. both very nice renditions of this tune. All right, let me read some more from Tim Krajicek's website. By mid-1921, Lenin began an association with the Star Piano Company, often leading a dance ensemble called Lenin's Famous Players on the company's Jeanette label. At least for some sessions, he may have provided direction for a smaller group of skilled jazz musicians identified as Bailey's Lucky Seven on some Jeanette records, Lad's Black Aces on others. Lenin's Southern Serenaders was another name for a small group that played jazz. The personnel of Lenin groups constantly changed, though trumpeter Phil Napoleon was present at most sessions. Other regulars in the early 1920s were Miff Maul and Jules Levy Jr. He contributed a vocal refrain when Lad's Black Aces caught Shake It and Break It in August 1921 for Jeanette. This was uncharacteristic of Lenin, though. When Lenin's Southern Serenaders, consisting of the same musicians, cut the song around this time for Emerson, he sang a refrain for this also. His dance band had its final Roseland engagement in May 1925, a month after his new Ipana Troubadours made its radio debut. His Roseland Orchestra had played on WHN radio as early as 1923. It was featured regularly on Monday nights, so Lenin was one of the first name band leaders to broadcast, and after leaving Roseland, he worked steadily on network programs. Sponsored by the Bristol Myers Company, which made Ipana toothpaste, he led the Ipana Troubadours, popular on radio each Wednesday evening and on Columbia's full-priced series of popular records. The names Broadway Bellhops, The Westerners, Sam Lenin and his orchestra, and others were also used for Columbia's budget labels. Okay, let's continue with the music. Maybe I'll get back and read some more from here. This is really loaded with a lot of information. And the tune that I want to play now is Stomp Off, Let's Go. First, I'll have the version by Fred Hamm and his orchestra from April 30, 1925. Fred Hamm on trumpet, Joe Harris on trombone. There is an unknown clarinet. Dave Bennett, clarinet, alto sax. Unknown clarinet, tenor sax. Perhaps Chauncey Gray on piano. An unknown banjo, a brass, bass, and drums. I will follow that with a version by Sam Lenin. This is from October 7, 1925, and the only name that has been identified in this band is Red Nichols. This recording was issued on Banner and Domino as Missouri Dance Orchestra and on Regal as Missouri Jazz Band. So let's listen then to Stomp Off, Let's Go, first by Fred Hamm and his orchestra, and then by a Sam Lenin group, 1925. Thank you. Okay, let me continue reading from the Tim Krajicek's website. Lenin's name is prominent on Ipana's Troubadour's discs, S.C. Lenin Director. A Columbia session on December 28, 1928 is notable because of young Bing Crosby, at the time of the contract to Paul Whiteman, contributed vocal refrains for I'll Get By As Long As I Have You and Rose of Mandalay. It was a case of one Columbia band leader loaning to another a singer for a session. Labels state vocal refrain. Crosby is not identified. A month later, on January 25, 1929, Crosby had a session with Lenin and his famous players. Joe Tardo, decades later, told researcher Stan Hester that he was arranger for Crosby's sessions with Lenin. Other Lenin arrangers included Einar Swan, Frank Ludlow, and Franz Jackson. The last Ipana Troubadour's broadcast was in January 1931, according to Variety, on January 14, 1931. Lenin continued to use the name for several months for concerts and Columbia sessions. He led ensembles for other record companies, even making Hit of the Week discs for the Durium Products Corporation, using the name Sam Lenin Dance Ensemble. July 1931, he began leading his Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program each Friday night over New York City's WABC. The music industry at this time suffered terribly from the Depression. Recording sessions became infrequent for musicians, and many radio shows, even popular ones, were abruptly ended because sponsors cut expenditures. After the Pillsbury radio show was canceled in March 1932, Lenin found other radio work and made many transcriptions on the associated label until 1937. He retired early, having built up considerable wealth from years of hard work. He died in Hollywood, Florida. His wife was named Sadie. I made a mistake at the beginning when I said he died in New York. It was in Florida. Okay. Well, let's get the last two recordings in for today's program. The tune that I want to play is How Long Has This Been Going On? First, we have Fred Elizalde and his orchestra in April of 1928 with Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, Harry Hayes on clarinet and alto sax, Rex Owen on tenor sax, Fred Elizalde is on piano, Len Phillips on guitar, Ronnie Gubertini on drums, George Hurley on violin, and perhaps Ben Oakley on trombone, and Tiny Stock on string bass. Then I'll play the same tune, How Long Has This Been Going On, by the OK Melodians. This is New York, November 14, 1927. Sylvester Ahola and Leo McConville on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Larry Abbott, Andy Sennell on clarinet, alto sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, Sam Lennon on drums. The vocal is by an unknown individual, and according to Ahola, Lenin only played cymbals in this recording. Okay, so let's listen then to How Long Has This Been Going On. First, Fred Elizalde in London, and then the OK Melodians in New York. The Elizalde recording is from 1928, the OK Melodians from 1927.
Thank you. kissing till the other night. How long has this been going on? Oh, what I've been missing, come on, put me right. How long has this been going on? She sighed, I sighed. When she sat up on my lap, I nearly died. Gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm completely gone. How long has this been going on?
I hope you have enjoyed these recordings. I find it very interesting to make juxtapositions of the same tune recorded by two different bands. By the way, Bix did record with Sam Lanin, and there is a connection. It was only one session in 1927. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.